I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon, he, the Chomia go according to the Shitas Rabbi Shimon. The Yoma that Rabbi Shimon says, Shchita Sheinu Ruya Loi Shema Shchita. That if you make a Shchita on an animal, and it does not give a heter to eat the meat, you're not allowed to eat the meat even after the Shchita, that's not called a Shchita. What the Torah calls a Shchita Tficham is if it's a heter to eat it. So here also, the Torah says, V'gona v'tofach, v'mochar, that you have to steal it, and then you have to shecht it. So what's called the Tficha? If this Shchita gives it a heter, you're allowed to eat it. But here, even after the Shchita, you're not allowed to eat the meat, that's not called the Shchita, that's why the Rabbanim say Yepoter. That's called the Shchita Sheinu Ruya, therefore Leishma Shchita. So more says, Ha, Teinech Avodas Kechavim. That's good when you shecht it, L'shem Avodas Kechavim. Since you make it, also Bahano, like Rashi said, the Zivchei Meisim Asurim. And also the Gemara says, V'shar HaNiskol is also good. Rashi says, V'chein Shar HaNiskol, T'mishenig Ma'adino Yosef Bano. When Bezdin Paskin, that this Shor is Chayiv Misa-like, it comes also Bano. So therefore, since it's also Bano, you can't eat the meat. So it's very good. Why, according to the Rabbanan, you put if you make a gnev and a tficha, the shame of Vodas Kechovim, or else on a Shor HaNiskol. El of Rati Gemara Bot, Shchita Shabbos, when you steal and shecht on Shabbos, the Chur there, why are you putter, according to the Rabbanan? Since it was done Adei Shliach, so you're not Chayiv Misa. For the Gemara, Shchita Ruyehi, the Shchita that you shecht on Shabbos, it's Ruy, you're allowed to eat it. The Tanan, we learned like this, a Mishnah in Chulin, HaShoychit B'Shabbos of Yom HaKippurim. If somebody shecht an animal on Shabbos, or also on Yom HaKippurim, Afa Pishim Eschayiv Ben Avshoy, even though Yechayiv Misa, on Shabbos Yechayiv Misa's Bezdin, on Yom But again, that it says the Tanan, we learned like this, a Mishnah in Chulin, HaShechet B'Shabbos of Yom HaKippurim. If somebody shechts on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, Afa Pishem Eschayiv Ben Avshay, even though Yechayiv Misa, on Shabbos is called a Misa's Bezdin, on Yom Kippur it's called Yechayiv Koris, still the Shchitosek Sheira, the Shchita is good, you'll have to eat from the meat. So if so, it's a kash, if you shecht on Shabbos, it's called a Shchita Ruya. So if you did it, Ardei Shliach, why according to Rabbanan are you putter from Dal Vehei? So the Gemara answers that these Rabbanan hold, so will look Rabbi Yechon HaSandler. They're going to have to hold like Rabbi Yechon HaSandler. That he holds, the stock also midi raisa teat, if you did a melacher on Shabbos, so if you shechted an animal on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yechon HaSandler, the stock also teat it. So that's why the Rabbanan hold, you putter from Dal Vehei, because again, it's called the Shchita Sheinu Ruya. The Tanya, because we learned like this. The first two shittas are not like this. We learned that Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'Shogeg. If somebody cooks food on Shabbos b'Shogeg, he doesn't realize today is Shabbos, or else he thinks you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. The locker is Yoichel. You should know you're allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, Afilu bay bayoyim. Even today on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat the food that you cooked since you were a Shogeg. What about B'mezid? Let's say you know today is Shabbos and still you cook. Is lo Yoichel, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi learns, L'yechol hu l'yolam. You're never allowed to eat it. It's a kenas, you can never eat it. Avol acherim Yisraelim echlam. But other Yisraelim are allowed to eat it, and Mashmi even today on Shabbos also they're allowed to eat it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Rabbi Yehuda says that b'shoigeg yechol. If you cooked on Shabbos b'shoigeg, and chanami also you're allowed to eat it. Yechol. But when? L'maitzoy Shabbos, only on Maitzoy Shabbos. Mashma, though, on Shabbos itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is such a kenas that even though it was done b'shoigeg, still you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi learns, who l'maitzoy Shabbos? Mashma, he can't eat the food until Maitzoy Shabbos. V'loy boy, not on Shabbos. V'loy boy bayayim. They can't sin in Shogeg otomezit. Because we make a kenas for him at least, shoigeg otomezit. So therefore, he is not allowed to eat it until the night time, until Maitzoy Shabbos. What about the mezid? Let's say you cook the mezid, then if you dishita is lo yoichel olamis, you are never allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. Lo yoichel olamis. But according to these two shitas, according to Ramei and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only yosim with Rabbanan. Ma'ashenken Rabbi Yehuda nasan d'loimer b'shoigeg yoichel olamitzoy Shabbos lacherim v'loiloi. Yehuda nasan says if you cook on b'shoigeg on Shabbos, you made a mistake, you forgot today was Shabbos, or you forgot it's also to cook on Shabbos, so then the locher is, Yoichel, you're allowed to eat the food, Yoichel who? Yoichol amaytsoy Shabbos lacherim. Other people are allowed to eat this food amaytsoy Shabbos, but for loyloy, the person that cooked it, it's also loylam. But the rabbanon, it's also tidit loylam, even though it was only cooked b'shoigig. But b'mezid, let's say you cook food on Shabbos b'mezid that you know today is Shabbos, and still you do it b'mezid. The halacha is according to Rabbi Yochanan Hasan lo that lo yoichol loylamis. You're never allowed to eat this food. Loy loy v'loy lacherim. Not you and not anybody else. So chura, this is the pshat that's also midiraisa, and we'll soon see why. So mele, according to Yechon HaSandl, it's very good that the Rabbanon holds if you shecht on Shabbos, l'maisa, this is called a shchita shein ruya. You're not allowed to eat from the meat. Not you and not anybody else, loylum. Therefore, your potter from the Aldvei, it is not called a shchita the Torah is mechayev you for. Now the Gemara says, my time at Rabbi Yechon HaSandl. What's talking the reasoning of Rabbi Yechon HaSandl? Why is the whole talking tzosa? Why can't you eat what you cooked on Shabbos or the shchita you made on Shabbos? Kididorish Rabbi Chiyah, like Rabbi Chiyah Darshan, da pischa de Venesiyah, by the door of the Venesiyah. That what? The Pasuk says in Shemois, Ushmartem es HaShabbos ki kodesh hiluchem. You should watch Shabbos because it's kodesh hiluchem. So we darshan ma kodesh osa vachilo. Just like something that's kodesh hegdish, like korban, that's hegdish, you're not allowed to eat it. Is af maise Shabbos asur bachilo? Who adina maise Shabbos means something that you cooked on Shabbos, or something that you made a shchita on Shabbos, or maise iser on Shabbos is also osa teat from it. For the Gemara, if it's mamash like hegdish, ima kodesh osa bano, maybe just like a korban, the meat there, the animal is also bano, you can't have any enjoyment from it. Not only you just can't eat it, but who adin it's mamash also bano? See, if so, if maise Shabbos is like kodesh, maybe af maise Shabbos also bano, maybe who adin when you cook something on Shabbos, or if you make a shchita on Shabbos, not only can't you eat from the meat, but maybe who adin you can't even sell it to a goy, maybe it's also bano, it's also to have any enjoyment from it at all. Talmud Leima, this the pasuk tells us, no, lochem, it says, ki kodesh hi lochem. Lochem means to you, we darshan, shelochem yehei, it should be for you. In other words, Shabbos, you do have from it, you could have enjoyment from Shabbos. So it means like this, that what you cook, you're not allowed to eat, it's also tidit loylum, as an isser achilur on it. But there's no isser bano. Now, yochol afilu b'shoigig, maybe even if you cook or you shecht an animal b'shoigig on Shabbos, that means you didn't realize today was Shabbos, you didn't realize it's also to do with today on Shabbos. Maybe here also it's also Bachilo. On this Talmud Leima, the Pasuk tells us, the end of the Pasuk says, Mechaloleho Mois Yumas. That if somebody was Mechalol Shabbos, it says, Alocha Mois Yumas, he has to be killed. So who gets killed? The Mesid Amati Lecho. That this Pasuk is only talking about the Mesid. If you do the Melocha, the Mesid, then at the end it says you get killed. And the beginning of the Pasuk says that that Ushmat and Mesa Shabbos ki kodeshi. You should know that Shabbos has a din of kedusha on it, that what you do on Shabbos is also like hegdish, is also bachila. But only b'mezid v'loy b'shoigig, and not on shoigig. And the Gemara says now, pligi bo ravach ravina. Tzaka machoikis amroyim, what is the pshat in Avirchen HaSandl? That chadoma, one of these two say, maise Shabbos diraisa. In a chanam, like we just got finished saying, if you do a malach on Shabbos, it's also teat from it midiraisa. It's also teat from the shrit you did on Shabbos midiraisa. V'chadom, but another man the Yom holds, know that it's only the Rabbanon, it's only Yosem the Rabbanon. So Gemara explains now. Man the Yom midiraisa k'di Amoran. The one that says, according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's also midiraisa, it's very good that we just got finished saying. That's the pshan this posik of Ushmat, the Mesa Shabbos, ki kodeshi, that Shabbos has a din like kodesh, it's also bachila. So the Gemara, but man the Yom the Rabbanon. But the one that says, even according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's only k'nas midirabonon. It's only midirabonon that it's also tidit, but midirais it's mutter, I, why, the postic says, ki kodesh. So they say, oh makro, the postic says, kodesh hi. The postic says, ushmatur mesa Shabbos ki kodesh hi. And actually the word hi means, hi kodesh. Shabbos itself has kedusha to it. But v'yein maisel kodesh. But a maisi you do on Shabbos, the malach you do on Shabbos, that has no kedusha, means it doesn't become asa bachila. So if you shecht on Shabbos, or you cook on Shabbos, midiraisa the food you are allowed to eat. Even according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's only yosem midirabonin. So now the Gemara says, according to this man, the Yom, it's shver again. Uloman the Yom of the Rabbanon, the one that says even according to Rabbi Yechanan, Amaisa Shabbos is only Yosem of the Rabbanon, but Midiraisa, the Shechita you made on Shabbos, is called the Shechita Ruya. You're allowed to eat from the meat. So back to the original Kasher again. My Tamaya the Rabbanon the Patri, why do the Rabbanon say if you're Gonaf, and then you made a Shliach to Shecht for you on Shabbos, why do we say you put from Dal Vehei? Since you made a Shliach, you're not Chayev Misa. You only Chayev Dal Vehei. And the Maestah is called the Shechita Ruya. So why do Rabbanon say Yepotah? So Gemara says, according to this Manyam, you're going to have to say, Ki Kopat Gri Rabbanon Ashara. When did the Rabbanon really argue on Remeya? That they say Yepotah, they don't really mean it on Shabbos. For Shabbos they agree, Taki Yewachayim Dal Behei. But Yikah they argue on the other two. That if you shech the animal that you did L'Shem Avoy Dezara, or else the Shohan Iskol, there they say, since it's Asa Bachila, that's called the Shechit Hashem Ruya, there you put it for Dal Vehi. Then the Chnami, on Shabbos Taka, the case of Shabbos, the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara explains, Tofeach Le'avoydus Kechovim, what's one of these cases here? That Rabbi Meir holds Yechayib and Rabbanon say you put it, if you stole somebody's axe, and then B'shach Teshchita, you made the Shechit Hashem Avoydus Zorah. So since you did it, the Shem Avoy Dezara, the Rabbanon say Yepotah because it's called the Shechit Hashem Ruya. But according to Rav Meir, still Yechayev Dal Vehei. Because the old Shechit Hashem Ruya is also called the Shechita. Lamais, you made a Maisa Shechita, Yechayev Dal Vehei. The Gemara asks Nukasha though. Kivon the Shochet Beperuta, as soon as you take your knife and you put it on like the neck of the animal, you start to cut. And you're doing it now, the Shem Avoy Dezara, is the Chura Issa Soleil. It becomes also bano. It becomes like a tashmishi avoy dezara. It becomes also bano this animal. See, if so, either ki kotovach, when you finish making the shchita, lav the mori kotovach, you're not shechting the animal that belongs to the bailim. Like since it's also bano right now, it's not called the bailim. Agrashi says, lav the mori kotovach. To isasur olay, it's also bano. V'chiyubu detashlumi above v'chamisha tficha k'sibu. When the Torah says yichayiv dalve, if you made a ma'isa tficha. V'yad k'mar shchita loy mechayiv. You're only chayiv when you finish the shchita. U'mak me demotli k'mar shchita. And here before you finish the end of the shchita, isasur bano al bayleha. This animal becomes also bano to the owner. U'mehi shosa avsid minay. At that time you like master from the bailim. The Yisalei Hodri Beinai, Volav de Mariu, you can't return it at that time. Sechura doesn't belong to the Bailam anymore. Sechura, you shouldn't be Chayev Dal Vehei. Sechura, the Tchiv is only if you steal Ruvain Shor, and then you shecht it. But it has to be called Ruvain Shor the whole time until after the Shrita. Here, if you're doing it the Shem Avoy Dezara, the first, like, little cut you make in the animal, that makes it an Isra Avoy Dezara. It's also Bano. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rava, Rava says, we're talking about a case that you said that when do you want it to become an Isra Avoy Dezara? At the end of the Shechita. The beginning of the Shechita you're not doing Lashem Avoy Dezara. It's only at the end of the Shechita that you're doing Lashem Avoy Dezara. Therefore, B'shach the Shechita still belongs to the owner. It's only at the end of the Shechita that's when it becomes also to Avoy Dezara. So therefore, since it's at the end of the Shechita, but the beginning of the Shechita was done when it still belonged to the owner, therefore it's good v'yichayiv dalet v'hei. Now the Gemara asks, so good you can give an answer for Avoy Dezara. But what do you do about Shor HaNiskol? For the Gemara l'chura, Shor HaNiskol also lavdi dehu to kotovach. But Shor HaNiskol poshut means, let's say Reuven owns a shor, and Reuven's shor killed somebody. It killed a person. So now that it killed the person, the locher is bet in paskin zois, that we have to kill this animal, we have to give this animal skila. So if we have to give the animal skila, becomes also bano. So now if somebody comes and steals it and shechs it, like why are you chayav dal vehei? The chur is not worth anything to the owner. It's lavdi day, it's also bano. So it should also be potter from dal vehei. So my rabbi answers, hocha b'mayaskin. You know what we're talking about over here? Kegoin shemosru l'shoimer. That we're talking about that the owner gave over the socks to a shomer, to a watchman. And it did the hezek by the shomer's house. In other words, Reuven gave over his shore for a shomer to watch. Now when the shomer was watching it, by the shomer's house, the shore killed somebody. So Bezdin Paskin, now that this shore is Chayiv Misa, it's called the Shor Niskal. And in the shomer's house, the Bezdin Paskin, that's Chayiv Misa. Now the case is v'gon v'ganef. mi beis shomer. Somebody came and stole the socks from the shomer's house. That's the case. Not that you stole it from the owner, but you stole it from the shomer after it was a shor hanisko. Now, the chiddush is, Rabbi Meir sova look Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yaakov, v'sova look Rabbi Shimon. And he also holds like Rabbi Shimon. What does that mean? Sova look Rabbi Yaakov. That Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yaakov, sheet that says a tremendous chiddush, the Omar that says, the Omar, af mi shenigmar dinoi, herziroi shomer lebolov muchsar. When a shomer has the animal, as long as the animal is still alive, and it's the same way he took it, he has a right to say, Harei shalach lefanecha. He has a right to say, here it is, take it back. Even though now it's also banoa, now it's a shor aniskol, the chur, it's not the same shor I took, like I gave you. I gave you my shor to watch that I'm allowed to use it. Now what you're giving me back is a shor aniskol. Still, Rabbi Yaakov says, as far as Hilcha Shirmim goes, the shirim is allowed to say, Af mi shenigma dinoi hechzir Hashem lebol of muchzer. He could say, Harei shalach lefanecha. This is your shor. So it comes out now to this shomer itself, this shor is really worth money. This shor, if it's around, the shomer returns it to the owner and his potter. But now that somebody stole it from the shomer, that the shomer can't return it, the shomer has to pay the money for it. So weiter, v'sova lo k'Rabbi Shimon, that Rimei also holds like Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Yoma that says, Dover hagorim l'momen is k'momen domi, that something that's a cause for money is considered like money. A dover hagerim lemomen is kamamen domi. See here also. So since this shomer right now, this shor, true right now, it's not worth anything. It's a shor haniskel. But he could return it to the owner and free himself by doing it. So this shor is a gerim for him to pat himself a momen. So somebody stole it from him right now. It's called the person made a maisa geneva. He stole something from the shomer. And if the ganav made a tficha, so he's chayev dal v'hei. So that's the chiddush, even though the shor is also b'hanom, it's not worth anything to the original owner, but for this shomer that has it right now, that has to give it back, vim it's worth something. So somebody made a geneva tficha from him, that's the case that according to Rav Meir, yechayiv dal v'hei. But according to the Rabbanan, the reason why your potter is, because it's called the shchita shein ruya. Since lemais you can't eat from this animal, because it's a shor haniskol, therefore your potter on the shchita. Yeah. Mora says now. So this is the terrace of Rish Lakish one sensor. Rish Lakish one sensor that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir that holds Leiku Mishalim. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi says, Li'olam v'tofeich adayatzmai. Rabbi says you could even answer this last braisa where you made the shchit adayatzmai. Even in such a case, still Rav Meir holds Yechayev dal v'hei. Let's say you stole it and you made the tficha on Shabbos. And you yourself made the tfich l'chur yichayiv misa, still yichayiv dal v'hei. That's Rabbi's chiddush. That Rabbi omal yerlem b'tavechay de yatzmai. That you yourself made the shchita on Shabbos.